What's up?
What is going on, bro?
How do I sound, bro?
Beautiful.
I know. Thank you. I like compliments. So I like
it. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you holding up?
I'm chilling, bro. I've been...
Oh, the Rona treating you.
Yo, it's treating me beautiful. Just kidding. Nah. But since since the gym is closed and, you know... And we, the place where I usually work out in the shed and the big white, basically a shop inside my house.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a bunch of building materials in there. What I've been getting into, bro, is biking.
Like, biking?
I've been getting big into it. Like I bike.
Like motorbike or like
a regular like bike? Motors. I mean, not motor. Bicycle.
A bicycle.
Yeah, like I did the full trail. The full Eno trail with Miguel yesterday.
Oh, for real?
Yep, I did all of it, bro. That shit was crazy.
I thought the Eno was closed, though. Because I wanted to go today with my family just to walk. And I looked it up and it said that all the state like parks were closed.
Nah. Well, see, that's the thing. Eno isn't a state park. It's a city park. Like, it's maintained by Durham County. Like, if it was a state park, like... it would be more funded, but it's not.
I looked it up and it said like the River Trail and then Okinichi too was like closed and stuff. It had like a bunch of names of different trails and the Eno River was there, so I was like, man,
that's impossible because I was literally there yesterday.
And there was other people around. Did y'all see like other people?
Yeah, it was a bunch of people there, bro. And Cat went to Okinichi Mountain not too long ago, neither, and it was open too. So,
well, what I've read said it was effective on Friday, so like they implemented it on Friday or something like that. So,
but I went there yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday. That's crazy. I don't know. Who knows? But dude, are you planning to
the unemployment thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already made an account. You have to go to his website, make an account. You want me to send you the link?
Yeah, please, because I'm gonna apply for unemployment. You know what I mean? All
right. I'm gonna send it to you right now, actually, before I
forget anything.
My mom sent it to me.
Is your mom gonna file?
I don't think so, because I think you have to be a citizen, bro.
For unemployment?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, my cousin. He filed it like 2 years ago. He has DACA. He told me that you can, and he had him.
But he has DACA. My parents don't have nothing.
Oh, you're talking about your mom. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. But did they lay off your mom too?
No, actually, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
My mom wants tomorrow to be her last day.
Really?
She wants to leave.
Oh, okay. So she wants to leave the place. Like she doesn't want to work there. Okay. What is she? Does she have anything lined up or an idea?
No, she wants to. She doesn't want to work during this crisis there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said she wanted to quit.
Oh no, trust me. She's been wanting to quit 5 years ago.
Bruh, I don't blame.
She's just been holding it down, bro.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that one. Same thing with my mom. She's been holding it down at that daycare. But now, dude, they shouldn't be making kids go to school, bro. It's like Durham Public Schools is closed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my mom's daycare.
I don't get it.
Right.
Hey, do you want to keep this in the podcast?
You know what, bro? Fuck it. Let's do it.
All right. But I heard my mom she made a valid point. What?
What about the intro?
Well, I'll finish this, and then we'll do the intro. Let's just keep this all in, bro.
Honestly. Right. Okay.
Like I was saying, my mom, she said that she made a valid point the other day saying, how the, they haven't closed daycares down and stuff, and people haven't closed the schools for the little ones. And then she's like, but since the public schools are closed, all the older siblings should be at home, and yet these parents are bringing their kid when they have their older kids at home.
Right. Makes no sense.
why do you keep bringing your little ones here if your older ones are at home?
Also, bro, it's a risk. It's a risk, dude. There was a baby who died from the coronavirus. I saw it on the news. I don't know what state. Yeah, I don't know what state it was. I don't know what were the details with it. But a baby has died from the coronavirus. See, all I'm waiting for now, man, is for a kid in one of those daycares to get the coronavirus. And then they're going to be like, oh, shoot, maybe we should close these daycares down and keep them closed for a minute because parents going to be mad. So, but it is what it is. It's all about the money.
So that's what it is at the end of the day.
Yep.
But get this intro going.
Yeah, let's do it. Go ahead.
Let's go right into it. Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Quarantine Bull City Pioneers podcast.
No, you should have said the Quarantine Pioneers.
The Quarantine Pioneers podcast.
Bro. This quarantine has been wild. My name is Hector. My name is Luis.
And welcome back. This is going to be episode number 84.
84, wow.
I went back like a whole year.
Bruh, basically. about.
We hope everybody who's tuning in right now is doing all right during this quarantine time. We're just checking in this week and just talking a little bit more about what's been going on and how we've been dealing with it and stuff like that. So,
you know, as you can tell, me and Hector are, you know, protecting each other and not meeting up and, you know, just doing what we have to do during these times of quarantine.
Are you protecting me?
Yeah, I'm protecting you, bro.
Protect me.
You gotta edit them videos, bro.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you gotta edit the videos. I don't know how to edit yet. Oh man.
But you know what's crazy too, bro? What? With this whole quarantine thing, that what I've seen, what's been like going on in the news and stuff, like. Ever since, you know, people have been having to stay indoors, a lot of, like, as hard as it is to say it, like, a lot of good things have happened to the planet as a whole, you know? I don't know if it was on a newspaper that I saw my parents reading, which, by the way, I don't know why they still read newspapers, or in the news, but, like, canals in, like, Italy are, like, clearing up. Like, you can legit see the water. I think, is it in Venice? Is it Venice where they have like that? You know what I'm talking about, like the big old river in the middle of the town.
Right, and you have to get to places. You have to go by boat or canoe.
I think that's Venice.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
I don't know.
My geometry is not very good.
Right. But honestly, man, this is basically a break from the planet at the expense of humans. And I honestly, you know, maybe many people are not going to like this comment, but I think it's a wonderful thing. Yes, humans are dying, but the planet is being nurtured, and that's a good thing, because that means our future generations are gonna be able to live in a cleaner planet if this continues.
Like air pollution in some countries is like clearing up. Like some countries are seeing their sky for the first time in years.
That's crazy.
Like that's ridiculous. The fact that that's even a thing.
Right. I think we should have a pandemic once a year or every 2 years.
Oh, chill.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Don't give them any bright ideas.
I mean, the planet deserves it. That's what I say. But that's just my liberal
mindset. It's been bringing people together, too. And
oh, yeah, definitely, man.
But it's crazy the fact that, you know, people have had to die like this,
right?
Something like this has had to occur for people to even come together,
right?
But it is what it is,
right? Yeah, there was a meme that I saw earlier today that was talking about how people are gonna portray the coronavirus right now and how they're gonna portray it to their grandkids. And then the picture right for right now is like you just sitting on a couch chilling all day. And then the picture for, you know, telling your grandchildren how it's going to be is kind of like a war zone type picture where you're struggling and it looks like you're struggling for life and stuff, you know, with a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
I think I might be one of them.
Telling your kids you survived.
Yeah. I survived one of the worst pandemics in world history. For sure.
Our grandkids are going to hate us, bro, with all the made-up stories we're going to tell them.
Bro, yo, let's be honest, man. How many made-up stories do you think your grandparents have told you?
That is so true, bro. Because they're always talking about, like, all the hardships. And, I mean, granted, they may have obviously gone through them hardships.
Right.
You know, with the
lack
of technology and stuff like that. But it's like, how much of the stories are really true that you're telling?
Right.
Especially coming from a Latino background.
Oh, heck yeah. Like, were you actually in World War II or nah? Like, what's up? Like, what happened? Bruh.
Speaking of growing up Latino.
<Ba-ba-da-ba>. Bro.
We're going to try and do like a segment type thing. Bringing back one of our old segments, Growing Up Latino, but through audio.
Yeah, but this time. It
Growing Up Latino.
During quarantine.
Growing Up Latino during COVID-19.
During COVID-19. Growing Up Latino during COVID-19. Yo, we should make that bigger, bro. Let's promote it, to be honest.
We will get so much backlash.
Right. I mean, it's true, though. It's a thing, you know, growing up Latino in COVID-19, like. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing, man. It's a thing. We're making it a thing because we're Latinos and we're going up while having COVID-19 out there and, you know, in the community. So That's what I think. But bro, what are some things that your parents have been telling you or exaggerating or just, you know, making it a big thing?
Okay, so everybody knows this one. You know, every Latino parent is always going to offer you or tell you to put on some vapor rub. No matter what illness you got, you could be missing a limb. They're going to tell you to rub vapor rub on it.
Bro, or what we call mentolina.
Mentolina.
Yep. That's always, man. Like, I be telling them I got a headache.
Oh, you got corona? Just rub some vapor rub on your throat. So you're
right. what's another one? Oh, I just got hit by a car. Oh, just put some mentolina on. You good, man. Just walk it out.
You got broken limbs. They told you to rub your
limbs. Bruh. Or
no, actually.
What?
One thing they were actually doing, like, the first couple of days, when, like, this was actually starting to, like, you know, be taken seriously in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
My parents were, like, stocking up on limes and ginger to make ginger tea. And I'm like, what?
Ginger tea?
Yeah. With, like, lime in it.
Okay.
So it's, like, it's really bitter and, like, I hate it.
Right.
I hate it. But, like, they were just making a bunch of it.
Okay. At first, I kind of saw where they were going with the lime. Because I don't know if our listeners have done this before. But if you go out and get street food, like tacos or pupusas or
things like that,
and they give you a lime. It's because it's like a lime is good at killing bacteria. So that's why you almost always get a lime with your tacos, your pupusas, or your pollo chuco. You know, you always get a lime just because it's good at killing bacteria. And just to give the customer like a second line of assertiveness that, hey, you know, if you put the lime on, you know, bacteria gets off if there's any bacteria in your food, which is.
Honestly, I do it just because it tastes good.
Right.
That's a little nice taste.
Right. Yeah. Same here. But it is scientifically proven that lime does kill bacteria in your food when you pour, you know, when you put it on your food. So that's a nice thing because it also, you know, adds a taste to it. But
see,
I don't
be looking out for each other.
Right. But
we put lime on each other's food.
Right.
And we look out for each other.
Uh-huh. But I don't understand that tea, that ginger tea though.
The ginger tea.
Is it good though?
I don't know.
Dude,
I hated it, dude. I can't even take one sip.
Okay.
Just spit that thing back up.
Does it taste like ginger ale or nah?
No, not close. It's really bitter. Because you know ginger is bitter.
Right, right.
And then lime is sour, so it's like a bitter sour taste.
Wait, do they force you?
You really have to chug it and just hope for the best.
Do they force you to drink it?
No, I didn't drink any, but like, cause I just couldn't even stand the smell. But they drank a bunch of it. I'm like, what?
Man, that's crazy. Like cafe, bro.
Facts. No, we've been having a lot of cafe.
But one thing that, you know, since I know a lot of people know is I come from a business background with my dad. What I've been doing, a lot is just, writing, making permits for, employees so they can get to and from work. And if they get stopped by the police, they have the permit saying, oh, he's...
You've been doing that?
Yeah, I've been having to do that.
For your dad's workers.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I've been having to do that. And since we have a body shop, we got to pick up parts and stuff sometimes. And my dad, what he makes me do... Yo, this looks so funny. So you know how, people have been wearing those masks or those nurse, hospital masks? Right. Yeah.
Right.
So we have the same thing, but, we have the ones that you use for, the body shop when you're painting. So he's been making me wear that and gloves and he's he gets mad when I get too close to a person. When I mean two steps away, he starts being hey yo, get away from him, you know what I'm saying?
Get away.
Yeah. No, he tells me though. He doesn't tell the other person. He tells me to, get away, have more precaution. And I'm like, yo, I understand. I haven't touched him. You know what I mean? It was a customer that came in not too long ago and I fixed this car or whatever, and I shook his hand, and then my dad was so pissed after the customer left. He was like, you're not supposed to be touching people. And I was like, dang, you're right. But I forgot, to be honest with you. I forgot. Yeah. I don't know if you've read about this, dude, but the president of Mexico, he got so much backlash because because in Mexico, things are much stricter. You're not supposed to give nobody a handshake. But he gave a handshake to the mother of El Chapo. And, yo, he was getting backlash.
The president
of Mexico gave a handshake to the mother of El Chapo. And he was getting so much backlash in the news and stuff and in the media.
I already got so many questions.
Right. Bruh. It is what it is. I don't know how. I don't know the backstory of it. Why El Chapo's mother was in Mexico City with a bunch of at their main house or whatever. I have no idea. But that was kind of funny because, how's it? It's just people forget. You know what I mean? Because it's so customary. That's what you do. You know what I mean? Especially as Hispanics.
Right, right.
You gonna give handshakes for days from the day you from the day you're born to the day you die. Sure, you gonna be giving handshakes like a man, you know what I mean?
Every left and right.
Right, so, you know.
But dude, one thing I wanted to
touch on,
to bring up too, that was kind of interesting. So we know how artists are very dependent, of shows and being able to sell products and stuff and just meeting people and being out, and I noticed that since this is quarantine has started, a lot of venues have closed down, so it doesn't offer these opportunities for artists. So what people have been doing, and a lot of people should already have noticed this by now by the time that they listen to this, that a lot of people have been going live.
Right,
IG Live is kind of the thing now for people to stay connected and be able to still see friends and just also performances too. A lot of artists are holding live performances and performing their albums and music and stuff like that. It's kind of funny too, because not too long ago I was actually on Lord Fess's live.
Oh really?
Because he was doing a live today. Yeah, he was performing some of his music. So I'm like, oh shoot, I'm gonna have to tune into this and see what it's about, because I haven't really done that. And I've noticed that too, since this whole live thing is starting to blow up, I see, how when you scroll through Instagram and that notification pops up, so-and-so is going live. I just keep seeing those more and more.
Oh, heck yeah, you're so right. Yo, I've
and accidentally tap right. him or something.
Sorry, no. The worst is when you when you tap on a random person's live, and you're the only person in the live, and then they look at you, and then they give you that look, and then that's like the longest.
Like, what the heck are you
it's
doing
like here? The longest millisecond of your life, and then you rush to swipe down so you can get out the live. Yeah, that's a struggle.
No, man, I don't sit there for a second. I don't even get a chance to look at the person's face because I accidentally tap it and I immediately swipe away.
Bruh, that's crazy. That is freaking crazy.
Yeah, man. We're wishing the best to these artists. Yeah, man.
See, that's the thing.
That they make something
right, out of right.
This.
But
keep that creativity.
The biggest,
going.
You know, I feel like one of the industries that's gonna that's topping off right now. Since because of this pandemic is digital marketing, dude, because everything is going literally everything is going digital right now because nobody wants to be out and about. So digital marketing is going through the roof right now because it's becoming a bigger part of life right now since this pandemic isn't letting people go out and stuff. So man, that's let's see who the real marketers are, you know what I mean?
Also, I was listening to the Brilliant Idiots podcast. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, and they were talking about how after all this, the school system might start struggling too, like colleges and stuff, because these kids are having to finish all their classes online now, and those who aren't used to taking online classes suddenly realize, oh, I don't have to take these classes in person, or I can get the same certifications
right
online. Why do I need to pay thousands of dollars for tuition and rooming and stuff when I can just do it right online? So I'm like, oh,
that is actually very actually very interesting. Just because it's going to break the college industry because it's you have a bunch of things they charge for. And they upsell a lot of things because of the students are on campus. You know what I mean? Now, all they're going to be paying for is literally their classes. They're not going to be paying for dorms. They're not going to be at, buying merchandise at the physical store. They're not going to be paying for parking spots. I meant they're not going to be paying for food. What were you going to say?
The only people who I probably would see that, they would rather, be on campus and stuff is those, believe it or not, those people who, don't have computers at home and stuff like that. Because,
they need to get their work done. And, of course,
but still, the vast majority would rule them out. So.
Plus the, unfortunately. What would you call it? The party animals, of course. They'd probably want to be on campus rather than being home.
That's the thing, though. You don't have to be on campus to go.
You're right. But some people prefer, because sometimes a lot of people, they have strict parents when they go home, so they can't go as much out, You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're right.
Just the freedom, that they get when they go to college. The experience.
That college experience. Mm-hmm.
But fuck that. I'm trying to experience getting money. Go get a job, teenager.
Getting money. I like that. That's gonna be the name of this episode.
They want to go experience partying. I want to go experience getting money, man. I don't care about these partying things, man.
That's a life motto, bro. That should have been like your
senior quote. Wait. Give me the quote, because I kind of.
Shit, I don't want to experience the college life. I want to experience.
But that's crazy.
That would have been the secret.
Put it as the thumbnail titles, dude. For sure.
Yeah.
That's funny. That is funny. But
We're already running up on
that. Oh, minutes. Is that true? Oh, you're right. I guess it's going to be a 30 minute, But Hector, what are some of the things that you've been doing to stay busy during these times of quarantine?
I've been doing a lot more photos. Gotcha. I've been practicing my solo photos.
When you mean solo, recently. Do you mean set up the camera and then you get in front of the lens and stuff? Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just
shooting. Where do you go to shoot?
in the house, outside
gotcha.
In my neighborhood. But it's, you know, it's a way to, you know, keep that skill sharp and just, you know, stay focused on it.
I've seen you going out running. Your parents are letting you go out and run?
I just run around the neighborhood.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not anything.
Yeah, same. Major. Well, it's kind of same. I kind of have to. I kind of have to be careful when I go out to like parks and stuff to go bike riding. Yeah. But what were you saying?
I've been practicing the piano.
That's awesome, dude. Do your parents get annoyed when you play too much since it's loud?
Okay.
Well, that's surprising.
Because I'm the best piano player in the house.
So my parents would get annoyed, man. Shoot, even if it was like good music, they would get mad annoyed. But you know, it's life. It's life. That's Gucci, yeah, you know. Yeah. But just to start wrapping up, you guys, we usually do a pioneer question / pioneer thought. Hector, do you want the thought or the question?
I think I did the question last
time. Okay, I'll do the question and you do the thought. My question for me is, if schools go online, do you think you're going to miss the experience? If 4-year colleges go online, like there's no more going on campus, if it's all online, would you miss it? Would you miss the experience? I mean, of course, you're going to be paying less. So some students are going to be like, oh, heck yeah. And some students are more about, they don't really care about the money. They care about the experience. They're going to be like, oh, man. Facts. But which one do you guys think, you know, which one is your preference? The experience or saving the money? Right. What's your thought, Hector?
My pioneer thought? I was going to say, I had it. Oh, yeah. Do your best to, you know, stay connected during this unconnected time.
Okay. Stay connected.
Because, you know, like, yeah, stay connected during this unconnected. Because, you know, before all this, you know, we would all go out and see each other. But, you know, the phones was kind of like a distraction and kind of created a barrier when it came to socializing. And now we're even more restricted because we can't even
now there's an actual barrier.
So, there's even more of a feeling of disconnect. So, I just want to, you know, let people know, you know, to do your best to stay connected even during this time of disconnect.
Right. I like it.
That's my thought.
I like it. Well, nice. You heard it, you guys.
That was nice.
Stay connected during these times of unconnectedness, if that's a word. But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Remember that you can find us at Bull City Pioneers on all streaming platforms. And don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, you know, tell your mother about it. All that jazz. Tell your cousin about it. Tell your sister about it. Tell your ex about it. Tell your side chicks about it.
Everybody.
Might as well tell your principal about it. Email him, be like, hey, yo, listen to this dope ass podcast.
Yeah, they can't ignore it.
Right, so they're going to receive your email and read it. But again, thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis, and we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Adios.